Welcome to Biz Takeout, Biz Community's sound bite-sized news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeout's menu, Group MD and founding partner of Avatar and head of transformation for the IAB Transformation Council, Veli Ngobane.
The more people can see the value of diversity and what it does to the creative product and the outcome, the more there will be acceptance of. But unfortunately, the condition of an untransformed agency world and advertising industry is that you will fear or you will tend to not embrace what you haven't been seeing.
It's time for Biz Takeout. People speak a lot about industry transformation. How transformed is the advertising industry in South Africa?
It's not transformed. I think society as a whole, as much as we've achieved. I think there's some structural things that are still apparent in the industry that need attention in order to really, truly reach a transformed society, but most importantly, a transformed industry.
What are the steps that the IAB are taking to transform the industry?
Look, I think after 25 years, there's been a lot of talk about how transformation should work. And I have found that a lot of people are getting a bit frustrated about the pace of transformation. And I think what we've done this year is to have a very practical and pragmatic way of dealing with transformation so that we've got a measurable way, so that we can look at it in a way where we've seen what we've achieved this year. And I think that's what we are leaning towards in terms of making sure that we've got participation. And for me, especially this year, transformation is all about access. Are the people that wouldn't have gotten a seat at the table, are people that wouldn't have ordinarily gotten the opportunity to consume certain content, to be at certain places, to take advantage of certain opportunities, are they at the table? Are we excluding a sector of society because of our history, or are we now including them? And it's about inclusion, it's about access to the opportunities. So that's really the practical focus that we want this year.
One of the initiatives that you've started at the IAB is the Front Row Initiative. Can you unpack that initiative a little bit?
So Front Row is a response to the perceived complexity of what the empowerment laws have been, you know. And I think a large part of society that is not willing to transform almost hides behind that complexity. You know, now you need BEE advisors, it's a point system. And it almost takes away of the real intention of what empowerment and transformation is. Transformation simply is to make sure that people that wouldn't have ordinarily gotten a certain opportunity get that opportunity. Now, it's a practical response to that perceived complexity, which is fine. We've got the MAC Charter, we've got all these laws, which is good. But what we thought is to apply a very practical view of saying, are black young people entering the industry? And if so, why not? And when they enter the industry, are we tracking how many people we're losing to other industries? Are we tracking where those people go? So Front Row is exactly that. So we've dedicated all our front rows for students, entrepreneurs, and interns between the age of 18 and 24, black students, to take their seat in the front row. So what the IAB has done is give away free tickets to be able to attend events. As you know, the barrier to entry sometimes is cost, sometimes it's transport, and that's what we've taken away. So we're going to be offering all our front rows so that the executives sit behind the future of the industry so that you can get exposure. We are giving away five tickets to Bookmarks, and we'll make sure that the front rowers that are invited are amongst industry leaders. So you could find yourself sitting next to a CEO, sitting next to someone who is experienced in the industry over the Bookmark period.
You spoke about statistics of young black people within the industry. Do you have any idea what the numbers are behind the people of color who are currently in the advertising space and industry?
Well, this is what I know for sure about our society. I know that youth unemployment is of critical proportion, and we need to manage that. Now, the creative economy offers such wonderful opportunities for young people to start working. I usually say, you know, the creative economy, you've already got the tool because it's your thinking. You don't need a tractor. You probably don't need a car. Your ideas are your tool. And in a society where the youth are unemployed, they've got the tools to think themselves out of that situation. You know, when you're in the township, when you're in the rural areas, people are offering this insight. People are offering ideas, but they haven't managed, or they haven't been taught that those ideas can be commercialized and they can be an industry. Mm-hmm. Now that is very, very big to address the youth unemployment. So the numbers are huge. But if young people start seeing creativity, start seeing advertising as a way out of unemployment, and we as the IAB and other institutions support that and harness that and show them that indeed you can make a living mm-hmm. of this industry, that is what Front Row and the initiative is critically about.
Why do you feel that there is often not a lot of representation when it comes to agencies, when it comes to advertising and target markets?
It's what we are dealing with. Mm-hmm. It's an untransformed agency. I think mm-hmm. people tend to fear what they don't know. And because the advertising industry has been as it is for decades, people do not want to venture out mm-hmm. and find an alternative, because I think a lot of people, when you talk about transformation, it's almost like it's replacing one thing, which it's not. It's just making the whole industry better, because now you've got a bigger pool of insight that you can draw from. So for us, it's a bit different, you know. Insight and being able to advertise to the majority, the 80% of this country, is critical, you know, because we have brands that want to reach a certain market where this youth is from, and somehow the youth is not working on that work, which I find quite strange. So if you are wanting to target someone from Soweto, surely you should have someone from Soweto in the room, mm-hmm. you know. And this is what it starts doing. It starts even upping the quality of work, because you've got this diversity around the table, which actually impacts on the creative product and output. I think the more students, the more young people, mm-hmm. And with this initiative, the more people can see the value of diversity and what it does to the creative product and the outcome, the more they'll be acceptance of. But unfortunately, the condition of an untransformed agency world and advertising industry is that you will fear, or you will tend to not embrace what you haven't been seeing. So this is the first step of making sure that, one, people get employed, people get the education, but two, to show our members and the agencies that there is value mm-hmm. with having people that have a different insight and a different outlook to life than you.
Billy, if someone wanted to get involved in Front Row, as you mentioned, it's targeted at youth, how would they go about applying for the Front Row?
Okay, so you have to be between the ages of 18, 24, a black student, entrepreneur with a registered business, or an intern currently at an agency, and your manager or yourself can submit a 250-word motivation to frontrow@iabsa.net. So you need to have your name, your email address, contact number, and this needs to be done by the 12th of March, and then we'll go through a selection panel, and the people will be told on the 16th of March, and we'll pick people, and then the first stages, five people will get to attend the Bookmark Awards. They'll also be receiving a non-transferable 10,000 Rand voucher each from Red and Yellow School of Business to further their digital, creative and business studies.
How often will these events happen?
So these events happen quite often. If you follow the IAB schedule, they have a lot of workshops, a lot of events across the year, and is to make sure that at each event we've got Front Row representation. we want to fill all these front rows mm-hmm. so that with different people, so that people get the access. So these events are ongoing for the rest of the year. I would like to extend front row to even other. I don't think it should only be for the preserve of IAB. I think as an intention to transform the industry, anyone who wants to adopt front row, even in their agency, and needs to adopt it, because I think also working in transformation silos is also part of the problem, because we kind of don't have a common goal. So we need to standardize what we want to achieve. And what we've taken out as an initiative as IAB is that we need to standardize access for young people, not to be required to pay for young people, not having to think about transport to get to the venues. We're looking for a clothing sponsor. We're looking for all these type of sponsors and partners. And if any brand manager or anyone is listening and they're interested in contributing to say, we want to pledge this, we want to pledge petrol, we want to pledge transport, we're a transport company, we want to pledge this, we are a hotel group, we want to give rooms or whatever, or a flight company. So we want to make sure that all the barriers of young people accessing our industry are broken.
What are your hopes for front row in the next coming years?
So the big hope is that it becomes an institution where young people can come to access the industry. It becomes a place where people can come and get empowered. Members, individuals, supported in such a way that we can have measurable results. I'm really into the measurement of how many people we get in, how many people are getting the education, how many people are staying in the industry, and how many people are going on to do great things. So fast forward to the future, I hope that the top CEOs, the top agency owners will come from this initiative of the access that they wouldn't have normally had to an industry that is quite closed off for many. So I hope in the colloquial way, it opens up the industry so that we don't have the usual suspects coming in and out of agencies, so that we have a fresh perspective. On the work side, I hope by this initiative, this initiative of having young black people between the ages of 18 and 24 will help the industry even have better output in terms of their creative output. So that's really the hope and wish for this initiative.
And that's a wrap on today's show. Biz Takeout. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.